So Tesla has announced a new feature for their cars upcoming that actually anticipates an unavoidable collision. And this it does this through its multiple cameras. And then it pre-deploys the airbags before the collision actually takes place. Now, this is different from any other car manufacturer in America, or I think even in Europe, because for all the other manufacturers in the US, there is typically an accelerometer somewhere in the car. And when the vehicle decelerates at a certain number of Gs, it indicates a collision with something. You know, that's the only way physically that there can be such deceleration. And then in that scenario, the airbags are deployed in some number of milliseconds. You know, it seems like an explosion of an airbag. And then, you know, the person's torso and face and head slam into the airbag instead of the steering wheel, which is a good thing. However, if that airbag can be deployed even, let's say, 100 milliseconds earlier, then the inflation of the airbag can be more gentle, it can be less violent, and it can actually be more survivable. And especially for high-speed collisions, the airbag can more fully inflate before the driver or the passenger's impact with the inside of the vehicle. So this is a great example of how Tesla is leveraging its technology, its full self-driving technology, for other things, such as, you know, pre-collision detection and pre-inflation of airbags. And this is not just hype from Tesla. And no, I don't own a Tesla. I've said I'm very interested in, let's say, an electric SUV one day with sodium ion batteries. That's what I'm looking forward to, something like that. But currently that's not available from anybody. But I was in a Tesla about a month ago. Someone invited me to take a ride with the full self-driving, and it was quite impressive. The full self-driving feature was very, very good. It was better than I thought. And in this case, we took a drive around Austin, and this car, I think it was a Model Y? Does that sound right? It was like a mini compact SUV or like a larger sedan, I guess. But this thing drove around Austin. It got on the highways. It got off the highways. It merged, you know. It exited. It stopped at the stop signs. It turned. It even at one point, it avoided some car that had pulled out from some crazy driver. So there was collision avoidance that I experienced myself. Those of you who own Teslas, you're like, yeah, of course, that happens every day. Well, I had never been in one with the full self-driving. But, you know, I gave it a number of years to mature, and then I decided to take a ride, and it was pretty amazing. So Tesla clearly has the most advanced full self-driving feature set, at least that I'm aware of, anywhere in the world. It beats the Chinese vehicle companies. It beats any other U.S. automaker or European automaker as well. And now leveraging that to anticipate collisions and to pre-deploy airbags and things like that, that will save lives. There's no question in my mind that that will save lives. And that's on top of the fact that the Tesla full self-driving itself saves lives overall, because I think didn't studies show that it's 8 or 9 times safer than a human driver? And I can see that. I can definitely see that just because of the reaction times. And, you know, I consider myself a safe driver. I've never caused an accident in my life. I've avoided several accidents, but I've never initiated an accident. And I've never even had a speeding ticket in my entire life. It's because I'm a very safe driver, and I have quick reaction times because of, you know, cognitive health and good nutrition, things like that. However, on the roads are mass medicated people, basically, you know, pharma zombies behind the wheel that are just as dangerous as drunk drivers in many cases. And you also have a lot of truly elderly people, talking about people over the age of 80 who, not all of them are bad drivers, but many of them are clearly compromised in some way. You know, reaction time is the most common thing. But sometimes tunnel vision, not being able to observe what's happening peripherally, whereas the full self-driving feature set of the Tesla vehicles is always aware of what's happening around you, behind you, to the sides, etc. Again, it's quite impressive. And so I wouldn't normally say something like this, but I think that the full self-driving feature of the Tesla vehicles is a safer driver than me, because I still have human reaction times, which are, you know, a couple hundred milliseconds, or maybe that's 200, 300 milliseconds for a human. I don't know. But the vehicle has a reaction time that's faster than that, faster than any human. And years ago, I would not have said this, because years ago, I wouldn't have even driven in a self-driving vehicle because I didn't trust it. That's changing. And now I'm intrigued by this technology because it opens up, you know, so many possibilities for improved transportation, improved road safety, and the, you know, the auto taxis that Elon Musk is talking about, the taxis that have no driver at all. You know, it's like an Uber without a driver. In Austin, by the way, there's that other company. What are they called? You see their cars driving around all the time that also have no driver, and they're taxis, and they've got all these, like, they've got LiDAR systems rotating on top, and they've got all these LiDAR and cameras on every corner of the vehicle. Waymo, that's what it is, Waymo. You see those driving around Austin, if you're ever in the city. And overall, they do a pretty good job, but I think their technology lags behind Tesla. In fact, it's clear, because the Waymo cars won't leave Austin. They don't dare drive anywhere else. You know, they're locked into a specific blueprint or a map of roads that have been rigorously mapped out to know everything, every stop sign, every yield, every lane, every bike lane, you know, on and on. Tesla is like a universal self-driving vehicle. You can take it outside the city. You can drive through the country with it. You can drive, you know, to unknown areas, and it will still perform because it's looking at the road. It's looking at the speed limits. It's seeing the lanes painted, and it's seeing stop signs and traffic lights, and it's decoding all that. Like, it knows when the traffic lights are red or green or yellow or whatever. Waymo doesn't work like that. I think Waymo relying on LiDAR is a bad fork, actually. Tesla had a good fork, which was relying on vision and then AI interpretation of what it's seeing through the pixels of a camera. I think that Elon actually is one of the primary people that pushed that. And I think early on he was mocked for that, but he was right, as is often the case with Elon. He was right. And the only drawback is that the Tesla vehicles simply could use more compute. They need stronger microchips, which is why, or GPUs, you know, you could say, for AI analysis of what's happening in real time. And that's why Tesla has, I believe, they have bought up the entire output of a Samsung microchip fabrication facility for years to come to build more powerful chips or GPUs, or I don't know what you call them, just AI visual interpretation inference chips that are going to be in the Tesla vehicles of, let's say, maybe 2027 or 2028. I don't know exactly when, but those are coming. And that higher level of compute will make those Tesla vehicles even more impressive than the current Tesla vehicles. So, and by the way, every Tesla vehicle is a brain driving around. You know, it's a silicon brain driving around compared to, you know, the Ford vehicles, which are idiots driving around. You know, I will never own a Ford anything ever in my life again, because I made that mistake too many times. And frankly, I don't think Ford is going to exist as a company for much longer unless they get a lot of government bailout money, because Tesla's vehicles are just vastly superior. And also, of course, China's EVs are incredibly advanced and dirt cheap, you know, half the price of Tesla's. In fact, Tesla's probably only really concerned about China and maybe Korea, but mostly China, not U.S. competition, because the U.S. car companies, you know, GM and Ford, just aren't there. And Toyota kind of dropped the ball. They're way behind on any kind of self-driving tech, and also they're way behind on EVs. I don't know what happened to Toyota. I mean, quality vehicles, no doubt about it, but in terms of features and EV capabilities, they're years behind Tesla and years behind China. And in fact, the CEO of Toyota is well aware of this. He has sounded the alarm, and Toyota is going to be facing some very stiff competition, and Toyota itself might need bailouts in the years ahead. I don't know that. I mean, I love Toyota. Don't get me wrong. It's an outstanding company that has made amazing vehicles, but times are changing. So anyway, that's my take on things. And like I said, I don't own a Tesla. You know, they're not paying me to say nice things. I just tell it like it is, you know. I'm impressed with full self-driving. I'm impressed with the new safety features. If you want to go check out a Tesla, have fun. You might find it to be just as surprising as I did. It's way more advanced than what it used to be. So anyway, thanks for listening. You can follow my videos at brightvideos.com, and you can follow my articles at naturalnews.com. Take care.
Start your day right with our organic hand-roasted whole bean coffee. Low acid, smooth and bold, lab-tested and ethically sourced. Taste the difference. Only at healthrangerstore.com.